Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Do you have a coworker who comes in fighting with someone? Are you fighting with being late to work? Because that's the problem Elizabeth has had. She was fighting with being late to work. She wanted to try and show up to work a little more on time. But today, she texted on the way in and said, yes, I'm late, but it's because I'm fighting with people. Who are you fighting with? This has been a super emotional week for some. What is the deal?
Oh my gosh. What are you fighting
about? Can we solve this situation for you?
The fight is going on with my German short-haired pointer, Coda.
You're fighting about your dog?
Yes! Like, for real, with a good 50-plus people right now on the internet. I cannot believe what has happened here this morning.
This is odd. Someone's fighting on the internet, everybody.
I'm not trying to fight on the internet. That's the thing. I'm trying to, add emojis and be like, hey, this is all lighthearted stuff.
It's about my dog.
Okay, so let me explain. So early this morning, alarm goes off about 3:30, and our older dog starts stirring, and I realize, okay, she's going to have to go potty.
Yeah, poo-poos.
So I grab my phone to use like a flashlight to let out Mila. So this whole problem is because of the dogs. So I let Mila out. So I'm standing there. Mila's outside. I kind of look at my phone, and immediately my eyes get wide, and I see 32 notifications from Facebook. What the heck happened here?
Well, you posted something cool, right? That's what you're thinking. That's what I think. I posted something awesome.
Something's viral. Something's taken off. And I'm standing there in my doorway, half awake of the patio door while Mila's outside doing her job. And I open my phone there in the kitchen. And I see all these messages that are like, you can't do that. What is she thinking? What? This is wrong. I don't believe her. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And
mind your own business.
And look, I'm not talking anything political on social media or anything like that. And so now I'm awake.
And I
turn on the kitchen light. And I'm sitting at the kitchen table. And I'm looking at this.
She's got steam coming out her ears right now.
Well, because I'm like, did somebody hack my account? Like, what happened here? So there are a lot of German short-haired pointer Facebook pages, private pages you can belong to. GSPs is what we call these dogs. And one of these GSP pages, I had posted about the story earlier this week about our dog Coda in South Dakota getting the stick up her nose and having to go to the ER vet.
Up your nose with a stick.
Now, mind you, I posted that story from our show. We reshare audio all the time. Yeah. That's what
people
we do here.
If you miss it in the morning or you want to hear it again or you want to play it for somebody at work, oh, hey, did you hear this? Check this out.
You can listen to it when it's best for you and your schedule. Well, I posted that on my Elizabeth K Facebook page. And mixed listener Shannon, who has a GSP, who's on a lot of these private sites, said, hey, you should post this to the GSP group. Pretty sure that plenty of us can commiserate with you. And I said, oh, my God, I should. Now, mind you, on this GSP page, it has 30,000 plus people. That's lots of people. They don't know me from Adam. They don't know that I'm a radio show host in Milwaukee.
No clue.
So keep it simple, stupid. Work smarter, not harder. I just copied and pasted the same exact post and put it on that page, which has to get approved before it posts.
Oh, there's someone who's in charge of this. Yes, all these admin pages. Oh, I got to make sure this is good.
And the person that controls the admin approved it.
Yeah, throw it up there.
So it was up there.
All right.
Well, because these people don't know that I'm a radio host, immediately someone's like, don't click links. It's spam. It's spam.
Oh,
and
geez.
Then somebody clicked it and said, it sure is spam. There's ads. Because we post our company posts ads. Radar did this
because
snowball. And then someone's like, she's just trying to get attention. Well, I'm in radio sharing audio links. Yeah, you're darn right. Yeah. I am, because that attention keeps us employed. But that wasn't the point. But I'm defending myself. I'm like, no, it's legit. The admin got on the page and said, I've listened to the audio link. It's with a radio station. She's a radio host. Trust me, it's fine. Gosh. And then, of course, there's people that are commenting saying, this is unbelievable. Mine got into a porcupine. Yeah. Here's a GSP picture. My GSP got a stick up her nose. And then everyone's saying, I don't believe it until I see a picture of the stick. So I'm sitting at my kitchen table like, oh, I'm going to find you this picture of the stick.
Oh, it's going to be posted. Yeah,
Sally,
you want to see it?
You want a picture? Here's a picture of the stick.
And you're going to see it. I might put that stick somewhere.
And then Shannon, God bless you, Shannon. God bless you. She gets on the page and was like, I'm a listener of hers. I told her to post this on the page.
She's defending you. Come to your defense.
Oh my gosh. And so I'm responding to these people because I'm like, no, this isn't spam. But I'm looking at it thinking, okay, I can understand how they would think that. And good for these people for being right of not clicking a suspicious link. I get all of that, but it had to be approved to get on there. So then I look at my clock and I'm like, oh, wow, I have spent probably 25 minutes on this right now. I've got to start getting ready for work. So this is why I texted Radar and I said, hey, man, I've been up since 3:45 a.m. dealing with this. I got in here 2 minutes late. I'm adding 2 minutes to the late jar. But this is why I'm defending myself on social media.
It's not what you said. You said you were fighting with people. Well, I thought maybe there was a traffic situation. I'm like, no, don't be doing that. You're not supposed to do that. What are you talking about? You're fighting with people. What?
I'm defending myself on these Facebook pages where it's like, oh, I don't get it. They don't realize necessarily why I would have posted a link. Because most people just say, oh, my dog got a stick up her nose. But look, I got a lot of things going on. I'm like, I'll just share the link. You can listen to the story if you want to hear it.
Yeah,
and that threw everybody off.
Strangers are going, I don't want to see that spam on there. So where did you leave it? Now, you tried to convince people, hey, this is cool, this is chill, this is legit.
I went back and I changed the wording of my post.
Uh-huh.
All I said was, the post says, like, welp, a trip to the ER vet for COTA was not on our South Dakota hunting trip bingo card, uh-huh. But here we are. Wait until you hear what they found. I'm a radio host in Milwaukee. Here's the fun conversation we had on our show this morning. Okay. And that's the link. So and I did that. I did it that way.
Because you tried to go you tried to say that to people, but the problem was that people don't want to be told to calm down. Relax. Don't tell me to relax. I know what it is. I'm going to bust on you. They just want to bust on you.
Well, and I realized I posted this yesterday and tensions are running hot on the internet. So I probably should have waited and posted it today.
I think so. Everybody breathe. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.